The mummies are whispering to us. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Why do kids get cancer? I'll bet most of us think it's genes or bad luck. But a group of scientists at the University of Manchester have concluded it's something else. They read messages from 5,000 years ago by examining the corpses of mummified Egyptians. If cancer was just a naturally occurring disease, you'd expect to find evidence of it no matter how far back you go. But after examining hundreds of mummies, the Manchester researchers came across exactly one case of cancer. When you add that to other research on the history of cancer, the conclusion is that this disease did not affect children in the ancient world. In fact, didn't affect that many elderly adults either. Other diseases of old age, like heart disease and bone loss, that they found, but almost no cancer. The first documented cancer tumors appear in the 1700s among chimney sweeps and snuff users, air pollution and tobacco. To quote Professor Rosalie David, there is nothing in the natural environment that can cause cancer, indicating that cancer-causing factors are limited to societies affected by modern industrialization, unquote. Which means all the money we spend on cures is aimed at curing something that shouldn't be happening at all, or putting buckets in the attic without fixing the leak. You have to remove the causes. You have to treat it like we do terrorism. We don't wait for the next attack. We try to get the culprits before the attack. The new research doesn't mince words. Quote, cancer is man-made. Well, it's time to find that man and stop him. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.